Did the implementation of tools help drive human evolution? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Rhonda Quinn, assistant professor in Seton Hall University's Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Social Work, is working with a team to trace our roots.
What caused early humans to stop looking and behaving like apes and begin the road toward humanity? Environmental changes have long been credited with driving human evolution, especially during the rise of our genus, Homo. Until recently, the story of how we became more human than ape was bundled in a neat package. Global climate change caused vast forests in Africa to fragment into savanna grasslands. Ape food resources, fleshy fruits and young leaves, became more scarce. Grasslands offered meat and marrow that could be scavenged with stone tools. These new protein and fat-rich foods led to brain expansion, a larger body, and dispersal out of Africa as early humans followed that new food, now on the hoof, into Asia and Europe. The earliest fossils of genus Homo, the first stone tools, and the spread of grasslands in Africa all occurred between 2.5 and 3 million years ago. The Westerkana Archaeological Project, of which I am a member, discovered stone tools at 3.3 million years ago in Kenya. This discovery makes the story of how we became us more complicated. These tools predate fossil evidence of genus Homo. My role in the project was to reconstruct the vegetation by using chemical signatures of ancient soils. I determined that the tools were found in a wooded environment, not grasslands. That neat package of stone tool origins linked to global climate change may be coming undone. These discoveries allude to the possibility that small-scale environmental perturbations may be responsible for causing evolutionary change, or that other factors like biotic competition could be primarily driving the origins of stone tools. We will have to keep digging for the answers.
That was Rhonda Quinn of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. I'm just